This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Firefighters are trying to protect structures at Colorado State University's Mountain Campus, 24 miles west of Fort Collins. The Cameron Peak Fire is threatening the campus and nearby homes. Larimer County issued mandatory evacuation orders for Pingree Park and Monument Gulch this morning. The State Health Department says COVID hospitalizations are rising at an alarming rate. Governor Polis says hospital admissions grew not just in the Denver area, but statewide.
This is the most concerning recent data in the last few weeks that we've had since early July.
Polis says Coloradans are likely experiencing coronavirus fatigue, but that they cannot let up on precautionary measures. He extended the statewide mask order through next month at least. Authorities say 17% of Colorado is in the most extreme category of drought and getting worse. The western slope is the hardest hit, but Tom Rennick with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction says there's hope.
If we get a decent winter, and it doesn't have to be, oh my God, the most amazing winter ever, but a decent winter with a decent amount of snowfall, we'll get rid of the drought. It looks really bad, but you know, I wouldn't freak out just yet.
Coming up in 15 minutes, CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus on the Colorado Secretary of State's strained relationship with local election officials.
And that's unfortunate because we are, again, the boots on the ground, the ones that are administering these elections and hearing from all of the voters across the state. And we are wanting to work together.
But they have to work together with the election already started in Colorado. Hear more coming up in 15 minutes from Ben Marcus on All Things Considered, and you can also read the story at CPR.org. Now, coming up at 5 o'clock, Cory Gardner and John Hickenlooper take part in a 90-minute debate sponsored by Colorado Public Radio, Denver 7, and the Denver Post. CPR News is broadcasting the candidates' debate across Colorado. Again, that begins in less than half an hour at 5 o'clock here on CPR News. Temperatures right now are in the 80s across Colorado, 70s for the mountains. This is CPR.